Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. It makes me feel good just even saying that. Hey, man, I know that I'm getting up there in age and knowing that I can always have a new beginning. Amen. That's just the beauty of serving Christ. I'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministries, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. And we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you that have tuned in by internet, if you choose to call in, we're an interactive Bible study, meaning that you can call in and you can participate. So if you would like to do that, you can call the number 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. If you are not able to talk, if you can't hear anything, that means that there is some type of distraction or noise in the background, because these microphones pick up everything. So what's usually done is your mic is potted off, so you have to hit number one. Amen? So if you're talking and no one can hear you, hit the number one and a question mark will come up, and we will know that you have a question. Amen? But otherwise, we normally leave all the mics open and you can speak freely, unless we hear distractions or that something is distracting the speaker or the audience. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again, for those of you that have tuning in by internet, the number is 347-237-4054. Now, keep in mind that if you miss any part of this blog message this evening, you can always go to the archive. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and you click on any archive, you can put any of the 200 or so messages that we have been presenting over the last 3.5 years, and you can hear any one of the messages. Amen? So if you go to Blog Talk Radio and then you click in the archives, you can select any message that you would like to hear. We thank God for this ministry. We thank God for the technology to be able to reach out to the highways and the byways. And this evening we are traveling to Long Island, New York. Long Island, New York. And we have Minister Edna Haman from Long Island, New York, who is going to come and present the message. And she's coming from John 15:12-17. So we're just anxious to see what God has placed on her heart. Amen. As we are being fed, we're going to open up the mics right now to Minister Haman and allow her. We're going to let her take over the mics, and I'm going to move out of the way. Amen. Minister Haman, are you there?
Yes, I am here, brother. How are
Amen.
You, sir?
Praise. I am truly blessed. Truly blessed. I am happy to be alive and excited to be able to share the word of God. Amen.
That's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
We will turn the microphone over to you, and we're moving on out of the way. You go ahead and do as the Lord has moved on your heart. Amen.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God, everyone. I'm so glad to be back on the talk radio again. My voice is a little froggy today, so I'm going to have someone read my scripture. Pastor Rose will be reading my scripture, but you just pray with me as we venture into what God has given me. So let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you for this day that you have made. Lord, we give you praise and glory that you are faithful God, that you look over us and you care for us and you love us with an unconditional love. We thank you today for all that you're doing and all that you said that you were going to do. So we stand on your promises, which is yea and amen. So we thank you today for this word. Lord, let Edna move out the way, and Lord, you just take over, Holy Spirit, and
yes.
May it bless each and everyone as it has blessed me, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Pastor Rose, are you there?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The scripture is from John 15:12-17. Would you read, please?
12, okay. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I love you. 13, greater love hath no man than this, then a man lay down his life for his friends. 14, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. 15, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you.
Amen.
16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The 17th, these things I command you, that ye love one another.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Jesus, that's a wonderful, this is going to be a wonderful few verses that we're going to tackle in. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. Actually, this is Jesus speaking to all believers, actually. So in these verses, we'll see Jesus speaking about relationship between believers. His commandment to them was to love one another. A commandment in verse 12, where it first says, he commands us to do this. Now, this commandment is non-negotiable because it's a command. We can't speak about it or even try to bring our opinion into it. We have to just do it because the master says, do it. I command you to do this. You've heard where it says, set in a stone. Well, it's the same thing. It's set in the rock of ages, a word that never changes. And looking down to verse 16, because I'm going to be jumping all over the place, but anyone that wants to come in, feel free. Just let me know. Just come on in and piggyback and jump off it and jump on it and do whatever you do. Just come with it. In verse 16, it adds to my, did I tell you? Oh, I'm sorry. My subject is I died so you could live. And my subtitle is love came so you and your fruit could remain. Praise God. I died so you could live. And love came so you and your fruit could remain. Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. So dropping back down to verse 16, where he's talking to his disciples, to all believers, that your fruit should remain. He says that your fruit should remain because, let us put it this way, that love, that labor of love should remain. That applies, because he's talking about relationship, that applies not only to the brethren and the sisters, but then he says for us to go out and bring forth fruit. That applies to others as well, those who have not yet came into the fold. Amen. And that's our labor of love to him, doing what he's commanded us to do. Amen. Amen. Yeah. He died so you could live. We could say this. God wants us to produce. The Lord wants us to produce fruit. So he died so we can live, so all of us could live. Everything Jesus did from beginning to end was a selfless act of love, naturally and spiritually, exemplifying the kingdom of excellence, the kingdom of God. He brought into the earth excellence of that love. He laid down and sacrificed his life naturally and rose spiritually for all of us. Romans 14 and 9 says, for this end Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Amen. He did something that no one else could do. But he's letting us know that when we do die, we shall rise again in him. In him. Amen. Amen. So he laid down and was raised so we could get up alive out of that original sin that Adam put on us. Stay with me. I'm going to go somewhere with this. And in a nutshell, this labor of love produced this in John 10 and 28. It produced this. He said, and I gave unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You are set. Once you give your life over to Christ, Once you, he's talking about relationship, but he's talking about not only what he's done, but what we have to do. But I'm just saying this right here, sidebar. Once you give your life over to Christ, nothing and no one can pluck you out of your, out of his hand. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're facing, no matter circumstances, no matter anything, God has the last say. And you could take that to the bank. Amen. And because of this sacrifice of love for his friends, we live showing, he shows us and is always showing us the very person of who he is, showing the character that went beyond his physical and personal feelings, showing the foundation and purpose, the very core of kingdom representation to us and the world. And because of him, we are joint heirs of that kingdom to exemplify, here it is, through him, we're to exemplify that love. You understand? Amen. We're to exemplify that love that he has, that he's given to us, to others, to our brothers and sisters, and anyone outside. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just continue to bear with me. We're going somewhere. He died so we could live. You are saved, a friend of Christ, excuse me, his very elect, who says in verse 16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Amen. Yes.
You haven't chosen him. He chose you. Before the foundation of the world, he chose you. Listen, we don't come to God. We don't come to Christ. God draws us to him. His word says he draws us to him. And what he does, he lets Christ stand there, an open invitation for us to accept him. Amen. So that makes you special. When he says, I've chosen you, you're special to him. And especially when you receive him, you're special. You're special. He says also in that verse that I have ordained you. You should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Ordain. I looked up that word, ordain. That means a holy order. Confer a holy order on. It's a decree, an order, a grant bestowed upon you. And this is how the Lord gave, hallelujah, this is how the Lord gave it to me for you. So he said that you were ordained, holy order, and bestowed. That means you are to go out, that's his command, and bring forth fruit, that's his command. And he's telling you that what you do in his name. You do that in his name. So whatever love that you show, you're supposed to be showing his love. That same love, his love, that should be manifested through you in word and deed. That foundation, that purpose of love should be shown to our brothers and our sisters, no matter what, to our brothers and our sisters. Amen, amen. And that love, we're supposed to show in the earth as a sacrifice, because we are the carriers of his righteousness. You are that carrier of his righteousness, of his love.
Amen.
And that should be seen in house and out house, meaning in the fellowship, in the body, in the church, the body of Christ, in the church, and in the world. Amen. Amen. It's not always easy to show love, but you know what? Jesus had to do it, so we have to do it. We have to look beyond our own feelings. That's where the sacrifice. We have to look beyond our own feelings. And when someone is treating you badly, it is necessary for us to treat them like the love of Christ.
Amen.
Because just like Christ paid that price for you and brought you out, we have a price that we have to pay. That price is living for him. We are not our own. Listen, in this flesh, Jesus was in the flesh. And everything that we go through in this life, I don't know why the Lord, you know, because I read my this over again, and then the Lord started shifting me. Holy Spirit started shifting me. I don't know why, but this is for someone. You know what? It doesn't matter. Whatever you've gone through, Christ has went through it too. It doesn't matter what it is, from A to Z, from, like they say, from the rooter to the tutor, Christ went through it too. Let me tell you something. He went through it. Our struggles, he went through it. Everything, every testing, he came in flesh. He came in flesh as man to let man know that, okay, you're going through this, but this is what he says in Hebrews 4 and 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are. Yet, oh my God, yet our precious Savior was without sin. But he went through all that, so that compassion that he has for you, he knows just where you are. But you know what? If you're there, he can pull you out, letting you know that, don't worry about it. I got you. Faith. I got you. And he is a faithful servant. He's a faithful Savior. Amen?
Amen.
So he was tempted in all points and yet not sinned. So whatever the flesh, so whenever the flesh goes crazy, and you know it can go crazy, and it can act like a nut, we have to bring it under subjection to the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. But that's only if we want it to. If we want Holy Spirit to bring it under, if we want to bring it under subjection, if we want to get rid of it. Because Holy Spirit is a gentleman, because Christ himself is a gentleman, he's not going to go over your will. But you know what? Let his will be in your, let your will be in his will. And his will for you is, your eyes
no
haven't
more than
seen.
I can bear.
Come on now. What? Say?
No more than I can bear.
God is good. That God is good. He knows just where we are.
Yes.
So I'm going to continue. I'm getting through this. So when people come at you, when things act up in your life, when people anger you, when they make you angry and mad, because I've been there, I don't know about the rest of y'all, where your temper is boiling, that use you, they abuse you, they talk about you, they falsely accuse you, and you're feeling froggy like you want to jump in their face and cuss them out. and you feel like, and I'm just being transparent, and I'm just saying what it is and what we've been through. And when you feel like you want to anoint them from head to toe with your fists in Jesus' name, I'm telling you, don't do that. Take a deep breath and inhale more of his spirit and exhale his forgiveness and mercy.
Amen.
That's what Christ wants us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So he went through all that, and I'm not saying, look, Christ got hot too. He was pissed off too sometimes. But you know what? He sinned not. He told it like it was. He told it like a T.I. is. But you know what? He never sinned. But he let folk know. Now, we can use godly wisdom. We should ask God for wisdom every day. so we can address the things that we need to address. But know this, in that forgiveness, in that taking down, you know what you did? You just denied yourself. You know what you did? You just died so somebody else could live. Picture that. You let your flesh die in that heated instance. And you represented Christ. And you stood on his word that love covers a multitude of sin. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all quiet over there, I know. But God is good. God is good. So love covers a multitude of sin. So when you look beyond that person's faults, of that brethren or anyone on the outside, because of Christ, we've just gained a relationship with someone else.
Amen.
This is a commandment to love. This is a commandment for us to love one another.
Amen.
We're to go beyond ourselves and live as friends of Christ, where we give up. Not saying that we're weak, but where we give up for Christ's sake and take the high road. Amen?
Amen.
We give up and take the high road. If we come into any altercation, we can disagree in anything. And some of us know that even in church, it's not my enemy. That was my brother that I sat with and ate with and went to the house of God with, that acted like a nut. You know? But we have to go beyond that nasty and beyond the unforgiving heart and have a heart of love and a heart of forgiveness. Because the Bible says, and God says through Paul, there should be no schism in his body.
That's right.
There should be always a fellowship.
That's
because
right.
Because he's fellowshipped with us as being his friend.
Amen.
Amen. And schism is in 1 Corinthians 12 and 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care. The same care. I'm going to say it again. The same care one for another. That's what Christ expects us to do. Have no schism and have that same love, that same care, that same high thought for our brother and our sister. This is talking about relationship.
Amen.
How we're supposed to have with one another. So if we take that, if we take the bullet that's coming our way sometimes, we're to love that person. Even if they're talking about us, the Bible says that, and when I say enemy, I'm not talking about basically that individual in front of us. It's the enemy that's using that individual to act ugly.
That's right.
And we have to remember that.
Amen.
We have to look beyond what we see. Now, I'm not saying that the Bible doesn't tell us to mark those that bring, you know, that are busybodies and bring discord among the brethren. The Bible says we're supposed to mark them. But you know what? It also says know who you labor with until they get it right. That's my little tidbit there, until they get it right. You know, when we lay before the Lord, he can open us up where we can see our faults, see the things that we need, see our faults, and see the things that we need in our brother as well. See, that cuts both ways. That's why the word of God is like a two-edged sword. Going into the spirit, the bone, the marrow, everything. Whatever we need the word of God to do, it will do it.
Amen.
Excuse me. He will do it because he is the word. Amen. Amen. So now we're to do like Christ. Ephesians 5 and 2 says, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us as an offering, a sacrifice for God, to God, for a sweet smelling Savior. Saints, he died so you could live.
Yeah.
He died so I could live. He died so we could live. Love came so we can bear fruit. And that our fruit should remain. That means we're to go out there and get that fruit and present it unto God. So when people act up, love them, love the hell out of them. Love them to life. Love them to life. And Christ will look upon you as not only his friends, but he'll look upon you as his trophy. Because here the devil is coming up in his face, but he's saying, but look at my children. Look how they're acting. They're acting like me. So get out of my presence and shut up. Amen. Amen. So, Brother John, I know it was kind of quick, but you know what? I'm at the end. I'm at the end, but I hope everyone took something out of what was being said, what Holy Spirit has given me to share with you. And I pray that we will continue to do what Christ says do. Like Paul says, Paul says, I die daily.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? He dies daily because he came up against a whole lot of things. And he could have, look, he's in a flesh house. He could have acted crazy. But because of Christ, for Christ I live and Christ I die. Paul says, I die daily because as long as we're in this flesh house, we'll be always battling within and without. And out. Within and out. Until Jesus comes, our redeeming Savior, to give us that resurrected house anew.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm through, Brother John. I'm finished, but if anybody wants to jump in and speak anything, I know I didn't give nobody no time.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
But
I said I didn't want to miss tonight for some strange reason. It was drawn to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you for the sister that brought the word. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God. To God be glory.
I needed it.
Praise
it.
God.
I got fed tonight, and I'm thankful for it.
Praise God.
That means I've been doing the right thing so far.
Amen.
Okay, so
amen.
Far I've been doing the right thing. I feel good about
God
that.
God will do
and
that.
I felt so good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so good. I was driving, and I got lost. But anyway.
Get back on track.
But, no, I pulled over. I had to pull over.
Oh, praise God.
And so, but I'm just saying thank you. You helped me. This is testing me more in the right direction because you put it in the word, and that's the way I needed to hear it.
Amen.
And
amen.
I appreciate that.
Praise
glory
God.
To God. Hallelujah.
To God
thank
be
you.
The glory.
Yes.
Anyone right. else?
Amen.
If you all want to go back over the scripture, that's fine, and we can because we still have time. We can dissect it a little more.
Amen.
I thank
God. It's a blessing.
I thank
it's
God.
A blessing.
I thank God for the message that you have, what we're talking about today, because we're in a season of people are hating one another. They're not doing what God has called them to do. And so when I looked at the first, the 12th chapter, 12th verse, and it was saying how God had commanded us that ye love one another. In that commandment, there's a God is calling us to be, there's an obligation.
Yeah.
We're obligated to love one another.
Amen.
And whenever God speaks, he's obligating us to do it.
Amen.
We're not to go against what he said in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular
mm-hmm.
scripture, he said, love ye one another. And
mm-hmm.
that's not just us. That's black, white,
Amen.
Spanish,
uh-huh. Come on
Chinese.
Now.
That's
Come on now.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you know, you can't just love blacks and just love the blacks. No, he says love everyone.
Right.
And we need to know that, and we need to shower this love in the atmosphere because
Amen.
There's so much hate in the atmosphere. We are killing each other and
mm-hmm.
not exemplifying the love that we should, that God has called us to do in verse 12.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So we need to, you know, as believers and as Christians and just as people, we
mm-hmm.
need to love one another,
mm-hmm.
even though they may hurt us, even
Amen.
They may do what they do to us. We still, you still got to love me. You
Amen.
May not like my
Amen.
Ways,
Amen.
But you still got to love me.
Yeah.
That's right, mm-hmm. because when Christ came, he came for everybody. He came for the world. So
Amen.
We have to exemplify that light. You know, because he's gone. I mean, he's here with us. He's in us. But his physical being is gone. He sits at the right hand of the Father. But he makes
mm-hmm.
us the carriers of his kingdom, the carriers of his love. So we're to go out and in-house and out-house, because sometimes it's not even so much the people in the world. It's folk right there in church. Lord, help us. Help the body of Christ. Help us. And we just have to seek his face.
Yeah.
See, we're in a season, too, where we're hating one another. We're trying to be like crabs in a barrel. The blood of Jesus against us, because we're not to be crabs in a barrel like the world.
No.
We're to be love.
That's right.
We're
That's
to be, we're to spread, we're supposed to be the light.
That's right.
If we start acting like the world, where's the world going to come when they need healing?
That's right.
They got to come to the hospital. But if we act like the world, where's the world going to go if we acting like crazy folk? So, you know what? This word, we have to ingest it, digest it, let it come out our ears, because those are the two greatest commandments. He said to love him and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, because those two commandments hinge on everything else.
That's right.
Everything else, because it's the core of
That's
who God is. It's the
right.
center of who we're to be.
It's
and the core of who we're to exemplify.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Anybody
well,
else? I'm just a running
I mean, verse 16 really hit me today.
Amen.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you.
Wow.
That ye should go and bring forth fruit.
Right.
That's right. When the word said he chose us. So
right.
We're supposed to be, as you said, that light.
Mm-hmm.
And he's ordained us to bring forth fruit. And if we're his light and we're showing love like he showed love,
mm-hmm.
he's already made us capable of doing it.
Amen.
So that person or really that enemy come up against us, like you said,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
take a deep breath and then you
mm-hmm.
breathe him out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's fruit remaining because
mm-hmm.
you're long gone. That the
mm-hmm.
fruit of your love is going to remain, and
mm-hmm.
and the people that you express that love to
mm-hmm.
is going to remember that love. They
Amen.
Remember, she or he could have punched me in my face, but
mm-hmm.
they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
anyway. When
mm-hmm.
I was in need, they came and met my need. So
mm-hmm.
when we do, because God chose us. He
Amen.
Chose and he ordained us. He made us capable and prepared and ready to do what he did.
Amen.
I thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He chose me. I am
Amen.
So thankful that I
yes.
know I have a relationship with him, and
mm-hmm.
I try each and every day to bring forth fruit, and that's
Amen.
His love. That's his light. And so our fruit will remain, and then what that will do will promote more fruit. You
Amen.
Know?
That's right.
Or fruit.
That's right.
That, and we don't allow the world, because the world is against him.
Mm-hmm.
The world is against us.
Mm-hmm.
He says that further down in the scripture. So
yes.
when we are showing his love, we are doing what he has commanded us or
mm-hmm.
ordained us to do, and he made us capable of doing it. And once we realize mm-hmm. we can stand up against anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we know chose us, we're special to him, and that he ordained us to do a job, and that
like,
we bring forth fruit.
Amen.
That's all right.
I like that. Ordained, meaning he decreed a thing over you.
That's
he's
right.
spoken that word over you.
That's right.
You are mine to do it.
And so
Amen.
We're capable of doing whatever
yes.
it is set
Amen.
For us to do.
Because greater is he that is in you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So through Christ we can
you
do all things.
Breath, like you said, you take that deep breath.
Yeah, you inhale his you inhale deep his presence and you
yeah.
exhale.
Yeah. Exhale his love.
Mm-hmm.
Exhale his love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Lord,
I thank you all so much. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I would like to compliment the young lady who was whoever that was saying that they had hatred or angry about, and they was holding it in, and that the word spoke to them simply because of what they was going through. So that means that was boiling, whatever was inside was beginning to boil up. At any time it could have just come out, you know, and it would have been the wrong time. So when I think about that and think about what you were saying, I think about sacrifice.
Amen.
I think about
sacrifice. That's
Jesus
it.
Christ. There was a sacrifice for you and a sacrifice for me. And
mm-hmm.
the sacrifice also is what we have to go through.
Yeah.
When we are going through whatever we're going through and
mm-hmm.
we find it hard to contain, just keep in mind, sacrifice. Because anything
mm-hmm.
that we sacrifice for is always worth it in the end, in the long run.
Amen.
That's one of the things I wanted to point out. And the other thing was, and I don't know, and I'm thinking this is coming from the English standard, in mind in 16 when she was saying you was appointed in mind, you were chosen, but here, get this, not only was you chosen, but you chosen and appointed, but you were purposefully planted.
Yes, I like
you
that.
You were planted. Now, can you think about when somebody takes you and plants you in a certain place for a particular reason?
Mm-mm-mm.
That we end up in certain places for
mm-hmm.
a certain reason, wondering what the heck is going, what's going on
right.
around me? Why
right.
am I here? And
mm-hmm.
that word in there, he is purposely planted. So that means
I like
that God
that.
Has not only anointed, but
mm-hmm.
he also purposely planted you and I in certain places so that we can bear fruit.
Fruit.
So that
Amen.
We can bear fruit. And so that fruit will remain everlasting, so that
mm-hmm.
it will be lasting. So we have a purpose. There's a purpose for what we go through. There's a purpose wherever we end up. If we feel that we're not in the right place, God
mm-hmm.
knows exactly where we are, and he knows exactly what we're supposed to do. So,
yeah.
You know, what you were thinking about that, it just you know, I just wanted to share that part of
Amen.
It. You know,
I like
I
that.
Compliment you. I compliment you, my sister, for saying that, you know what, I must be doing something right. Yes, you are doing something right.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
yeah.
you are. When you are making a sacrifice to hold that in, and when you hold
mm-hmm.
something mm-hmm. in, you're holding whatever is in that wants to come into this open. Do you understand? If you didn't come out, if you got hatred, it's going to be ugly. And here God is talking about that we're supposed to love our not only our friends, not only believers, but we're also supposed to love our enemies.
Yes, amen.
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 So I just wanted to share that part of it in terms of what our purpose is. We all have a purpose. And let me tell you something. We're not going to be here forever. We are here
Amen.
For a purpose. There's an appointed time, and there is an appointed season for each
so true.
And every one of us.
So true.
And right now, we're supposed to be about his business. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what
Amen.
We hear, but we're supposed to be about his business because God has planted us for this particular time, for this particular
mm-hmm.
place, and we
mm-hmm.
are supposed to bear fruit. We are sharing the love of Christ for what he has placed in us.
Amen.
So I
Amen.
Just wanted to, you know, share that, you know, that word. I mean, as she was reading that, it just caught me with that verse 16.
That's good.
You know, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
purpose.
Can you imagine just there's a purpose that we were planted
mm-hmm.
where we are? On our job. God lays
That's
us
right.
off. It sends us somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose means that something that was intentionally done.
Mm-hmm.
It was intentionally done. So no matter
That's
what
good.
You're going through, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what those of you that in Radio Land is going through, we have been purposely ordained, and we have been here purposely to spread the love so that others can love one another.
Amen.
And that's that chain. That's that chain. That's that connection. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's your job, your boss, somebody on your job. It does not make a difference.
Amen.
We are still supposed to show love. So, you know, my sister, I just want to compliment you because not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody
that's
can
right.
hold that in. I've seen a bunch of Christians that's out there. It's almost like, where did that come from? Where did that come from? Come on, let's keep it real now.
That's right. That's right. That's so true. Mm-mm-mm.
So I didn't mean to take up so much of your time.
No, no.
I just really wanted to.
We still have time. That's good. That's good. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I'm asking all God's people, pray for me. Wow. Pray for me. I pray for myself. I pray for everybody.
Amen.
You know, each morning I say, thank you, Jesus, for the day. Thank you for putting me on my way. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done and what you will do. Thank you, Lord, for loving me and allowing me to love you. God bless us, everyone,
yeah.
everywhere. That's a
Amen.
Daily prayer. And then I go
mm-hmm.
into it. Cover me with the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Because you know we need that.
Yep, we do.
Well, now, sister, you get ready. You get ready to get a double dose because Minister Herman is going to be praying for you before we get off. Because I'm hearing prayer in the air. I'm hearing prayer in the atmosphere.
Amen.
Oh, all right, prophetess.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. So we thank God.
Listen, let me tell you something.
We all want.
Yes, brother. Yes, brother.
It's not a journey. It's not. And that goes for you out there, and you know, for your listening. You know, we're just being transparent. That's all. We're human.
That's right.
We're human. Trying to be more spiritual.
Oh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We do thank God
Amen.
For the word. For his word is life unto us.
Yes. Yes.
His word is fruitful unto us. His word, he is the word. He keeps us.
Yeah.
He keeps us going when we feel like throwing in that towel.
Yeah.
He throws
yeah.
it back at us and say, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
So just look to the hills from whence cometh my your
mm-hmm.
help, because I am
yes.
right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
that.
Breath away.
Mm-hmm.
When you say, Jesus, no, when you even say, when you even
mm-hmm.
inhale, ready to bring it out, he's right there because he
yes.
already knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
He knows. Mm-hmm. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
We thank
Amen.
God for this
Amen.
Word that he's given us.
Amen.
And we thank God for what he's doing in the lives of his people. We, his people, all. Mm-hmm. It's something that Pastor Rose was saying. We're to love everyone. You know, because I have a sister that do not like Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling her that
mm-hmm.
they are the chosen.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't like. I'm praying that God changes her heart. Because just like Pastor Rose said, we're to love everyone.
That's right.
See, the Jewish people, they did turn their backs on Christ. But people don't realize, see, they're out there to and fro doing whatever they, but they are now turning their face to him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of Jewish, our Jewish brothers and sisters that are saved.
That's right.
They
uh-huh.
they have, yeah.
Yep.
They have received Christ as their Savior. He's no longer just a prophet or just a teacher. He's the Savior of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when their eyes start opening up, really, really, all it's done. It's a done deal. Because then the sky is going to crack. I believe that. Because he's waiting on not just them, but all who will to come unto him. Now, there's a lot that's not going to come. But you know what? He says, he that will, let them come.
Yeah. It's not because they didn't get a chance to.
Exactly. Exactly, Minister Brenda. Exactly. Exactly.
He wants all to hear. And that's why we have to go out and be fruitful
mm-hmm,
and bring
mm-hmm.
back and show his love. Because if not doing
mm-hmm.
what we're supposed to be doing, they won't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
They won't
Amen.
Hear, they won't see. More importantly, they won't see. You know?
Amen. So
that's
what we're to do is just drop those seeds.
That's
and
right.
it's up to them whether they want it to cultivate or grow.
That's
but we're
right.
to drop those seeds because the Bible says he wouldn't have not one be lost. But just like you said, Minister Brenda, everybody has a chance. They will never stand before the throne and say, I didn't know.
I didn't know.
Or why didn't somebody come to me?
Mm-hmm.
Not so. And then it's up to us. Mm-hmm. His commandment is up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen and amen.
And one
so
will plant, one
mm-hmm.
will water, and he will do the
so, amen. Say that. Amen.
Okay.
So if all hearts amen. And mind are clear.
Amen.
We're going to go through the throne. We're going to go to the throne. Father God, and is it all right, Elder John?
Oh, no, sure. Make sure the sister that you called her by name also.
Oh, yeah. What is your name, sister? Are you still there? Hello?
Sister Clara. Her name is Clara.
Clara. Sister Clara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we come to your throne of grace, we thank you right now for another evening. We thank you that you are yet in the midst. You said where two or three are gathered, you will be in the midst. And we thank you, Father, that you came and sat right with us in the midst of us. We give you praise and glory for all that was said today on this line. Hallelujah for every thought, every expression, dear Father. We thank you that we can come in and we can speak about your word and we can dissect it the way you would have us to dissect it. And those things that we don't know, in time, you will give us more to know. You will open up our revelation, open up the revelation unto us.
Yeah.
But Lord, in all that, we thank you and we pray that you give us understanding, clarity, clear understanding of your word, of who you are. So we thank you today. We thank you for Clara today, dear God. Lord, we thank you that she has kept that temp. Lord, she showed the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
And one of the fruit of the Spirit is temperance. Lord,
yes.
thank you for how you've kept her and how she's kept herself in the midst of whatever was going on. Thank you, dear Father, for keeping her. You said you'll keep that which is committed unto you. And she's committed her very life, her very thoughts, her very ways are committed unto you. So, Father, continue to bless her. Continue to hold her up. Continue to meet every need according to your riches and glory concerning her. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for knowing just where she is.
Thank you, Father, for blessing her and letting her be a blessing to others. Lord, Lord, we thank you right now for this radio broadcast. We thank you for Elder John and Elder Suzanne. Lord, continue to bless them and keep them. Keep all things that they've given unto you. Dear Father, open up even more avenues. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
More opportunities for them, dear God, to walk therein.
Yeah.
For you've purposed them to do, you've purposed them, dear Father, to do this, your will. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and many things, and many things, dear Father.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Continue to breathe. Continue to revive them each day, day by day, dear Father. And thank you, hallelujah, for the revenues coming in to this broadcast, coming into their bosom, dear God, in the name of Jesus. You said that that the money will come and it won't bring no sorrow to it. Thank you, Father. Thank you right now. Thank you for their family. Thank you, dear Father, for their father-in-law, their father, Lord, for how you're healing, how you've done miraculous things on his behalf. Dear God, that you do well. And the good work that you started, you shall continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you for all the listeners, dear Father. Bless them in this day. Bless them the rest of the week, dear God, until they go to church on Sunday and they can praise you and say hallelujah, dear Father.
Yes.
Continue to bless in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I just love the Lord. I feel like laughing. You know what?
Hallelujah.
I heard, I think it was one of the Noel Jones says, God is going to make you laugh. God is going to make you laugh. You know what? I feel like laughing right now.
Amen.
To God be the glory, because he's doing miraculous things.
Yes.
And, Lord, let me just say this, one more prayer. All those that are sick and challenged with cancer today, dear God, heart disease today, dear God, diabetes, hallelujah, lupus, whatever disease, Lord, you nailed it to the, when you were nailed to the cross, those stripes, hallelujah, everything was nailed right there, dear Father. Lord, we thank you right now for every disease, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, is done. Hallelujah. It is healed by the stripes you bore. And we give you praise. We touch and agree as one body and give you praise for blessing each and every one. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
To God be the
Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. The glory. Hallelujah.
All right, sir.
Yes, Lord, we do thank you for coming on and sharing the word, for us and that are on the line and even those who are listening by internet. And you can say that people are listening and people are being blessed. Amen.
Thank
so
you.
One of the beautiful things about God is God wants the glory. So you can hear all of this come back when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Away, then automatically we begin that flesh comes in and we automatically take God out of the picture.
Hallelujah.
So God all the glory. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
If you'd like to call in, if it's a prayer request, if you have a prayer request, you can go through the chat line or you can call in and let us know
Thank
if
you
have a prayer. Mm-hmm. Because that's what we like to do. We like to pray for one another. So go to my internet, please. If you have a prayer at any time, please don't hesitate to bring it to the throne. Amen? Because I believe that when prayers go up, blessings come down.
Amen.
We thank each of you once again for tuning in. Keep in mind that
every
day is a new beginning. We love you, and God loves you. Until next week, we'll be in Atlanta. God bless you.
I face the dawn.